why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the awaited savior of humanity. So there is this interesting dialogue that occurs between some of the supporters and believers of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, who spoke with the Imam and asked him a question. There was an individual by the name of Ibn Abi Ghanam Qazwini, along with a few other Shias, who said that that Imam al-Mahdi did not exist. And they had this difference of opinion, a corrupt opinion regarding the successorship of Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. And so the other group of the Shias, they stress that the successor of Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam is present, is alive, and he is the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so in reply to this, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, says, may the Almighty Allah keep you and us safe from the mischiefs, and may Allah bestow you and us with certainty, and may Allah also protect you and us from bad consequences. Information regarding the doubt and denial of a group from you in the religion and the matter of guardianship and wilayah has reached us. Our sorrow and anger is for you and not for our own selves. as the Almighty Allah is with us. Therefore, except for Allah, we are not needful of anyone else, and the truth is with us. And so here we find that this is a small part of a much longer discussion and dialogue that occurs between this group of Shias who are the supporters of the Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, and His Eminence, the 12th divinely appointed Imam himself. And so here, of course, you know, we find that the Imam, alayhi salam, is praying for the safety of the people, of the Shias, from the mischiefs and the corruptions and the bad deeds and the misinformation and the propaganda of the enemy. And it's so beautiful that even to this day, we pray that the Imam prays for us as well, that we stay safe from the mischiefs and corruptions and deviations of the enemy, who is working very hard to corrupt the Muslims and the Shia and our youth. And then, of course, he asks for protection. He asks for certainty and protection from bad consequences. And it's interesting that His Eminence says that our sorrow and anger is for you guys. We feel bad for you. We feel compassionate and merciful towards you. And, the people accepting the imamah of the imam is not a favor to the imam, it is a favor upon their own selves, because the Almighty Allah, as the imam says, is with the imam, and they are not needful of anyone. It is humanity which is in need of Imam al-Mahdi. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Our duties during the time of Imam al-Mahdi's occultation, in the words of Ayatollah Javadi Amuli.
In dua-ye asr ghaibat ra ke shayad dar barkhi az sanawat guzashte be arzetun rasid.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you a brief interpretation of the supplications that we read during the time of Imam al-Mahdi's occultation, as well as stating a few points about our duty during this time. We have several duties during the time of occultation, including to pray for the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi. This is not only for the sake of receiving rewards, but rather it is a duty. When our sixth Shiite Imam is asked about the duties of Shiite followers during the time of occultation, he emphasizes on reading such supplications. It is true that we read several other supplications for the sake of their rewards, but this one is a duty. Now, what is this supplication? It includes only several phrases. O God, help me know you, since if I cannot know you, then I cannot know your apostle. O God, help me know your apostle, for if I cannot know him, then I cannot know your last proof on earth. O God, help me know your last proof on earth, for if I cannot know him, then indeed I am deviated from your religion.
از توحید به نبوت و از نبوت به امامت و بهدویت برسد این سنخ تو سنخ عدیه.
Just pay attention to this supplication for a moment. When can you find such a supplication which includes such reasoning? Many supplications are there for in which we only ask God to cure us or grant us something. However, this one is different. This one is to help us stay in the right path and not get deviated during the time of occultation. Now let me explain more. Who is Imam? Is he only a lawyer and a state representative or the successor of Prophet Muhammad? This is important to know. If Imam is only someone who meets our needs, then it does not make any difference whether we fight for the rights of Shiite and the story of Prophet Muhammad's successor. But what we look for is someone who stands as Prophet Muhammad. So first of all, we need to know our Prophet. If Imam is someone like a representative, then people can simply gather in a place like Saqifa and elect someone as Imam. But Imam is the successor of Prophet Muhammad, a person who knows the real meaning of the Qur'an, who protects the Qur'an, who knows about us, who knows about the past and future, who knows about our deeds and actions. So if someone does not know Prophet Muhammad, he cannot know his Imam. Now who is Prophet Muhammad? He is the vicegerent of Allah on earth. He is a genius, not an ordinary person. So if we do not know Allah, how can we know his vicegerent? Is it possible not to know God, but to know his vicegerent? First, we need to know about the divine unity. Then we can know about the divine prophecy. And eventually, we can know about the divine leadership and the real meaning of our religion. That is why we have a duty to read such a supplication. This is our duty during the time of occultation and a condition for the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi. A person who awaits Imam al-Mahdi needs to know God, his apostle, and his imams. This supplication is a perfect reasoning and a pillar during the time of occultation.
Allahumma arrifni nafsaka fa innaka lam ta'arrifni nafsaka lam a'rif nabiyyak. Allahumma arrifni rasulaka fa innaka lam ta'arrifni rasulaka lam a'rif hujjatak. Allahumma arrifni hujjataka.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.